Whether or not you've thought about having a family, your ability to reproduce is probably an option you'd like to keep open if you can. So what are your chances of remaining fertile after cancer treatment? When can you start trying? And what avenues can you investigate if you need help getting pregnant? Professor Roger Hart is a reproductive specialist at UWA and King Edward Memorial Hospital. He's also the medical director of fertility specialists of WA, and he's exactly the sort of professional you should be referred to so you can ask for advice. Roger, in what instances are women who are receiving cancer treatment likely to become infertile?
Unfortunately, it's relatively common, but it's commoner in a woman that's a bit older. So a woman that's young at the time of diagnosis and cancer treatment is more likely to be protected from the effects of her chemotherapy and radiotherapy. It also depends on the chemotherapy agents that are being used and the duration of the treatment. At the end of the treatment, the fact that a woman's periods come back doesn't necessarily confirm that she'll be able to conceive, because as we all know, a woman's periods tend to stop about age 50. However, it's very rare for a woman of 44 or older who's still having periods, but it's very rare for her to be able to conceive. So similarly, a woman who has cancer treatment, she may still have a periods present, but it doesn't necessarily mean that she can conceive.
When is it likely that your infertility will only be temporary?
After the treatment, there is often a period of amenorrhea or absence of periods for up to around 6 months, even up to 18 months, which is basically due to the small follicles within the ovary that were perhaps going to be ovulating in the next few months. They're the ones that seem to die off, but the more protected eggs within the ovary take a while before they come ready to be ovulated, maybe after only 18 months. So it's very frequent that a woman's very concerned that she's become infertile because her periods have stopped for many months after the treatment, but they may well come back a few months later.
What about permanent infertility? When's that likely to happen to you?
This tends to happen in a woman that's a little bit older, who's receiving drugs typically containing cyclophosphamide and on a longer duration of treatment. So for instance, a woman over 30 years of age who's having breast cancer treatment, it's roughly about a 50-50 chance that she will have no periods returning after her treatment.
What about early menopause? How common is that?
That is also, again, relatively common. As I sort of suggested, that it's common, unfortunately, not to be able to conceive after treatment, but generally a few years later, the periods tend to stop. It should be viewed really as the fact that chemotherapy or radiotherapy has brought forward the reproductive timeline. So essentially not being able to get pregnant at 44 and the period stopping at 51, it can be is brought forward. And the degree that it's brought forward depends on the age the woman's treated and the drugs that she's having, the cancer she's got, and how long she's been treated for.
So can you say as a rule, the heavier the chemo or radiotherapy that you're getting, the more likely it is that this will happen?
I mean, that's a rough rule of thumb, but occasionally we do find situations where a woman's had high doses of some agent and she's relatively protected. So everybody is an individual, but it's a general rule of thumb. The more aggressive chemotherapy the woman receives, unfortunately, the more harm she's likely to suffer in terms of reproduction.
How can you reduce the risk of becoming infertile?
There are ways to try and preserve fertility. There's no way to protect it, and there's ways to reduce the harm. For instance, a woman who's going to have radiotherapy to the pelvis, it's possible by a surgical procedure, it's called laparoscopy, to actually pick the ovaries up and retain its blood supply and move them away from the radiation field and therefore minimize the incident radiation on the ovary. A woman who is embarking on chemotherapy, she may be fortunate to be in the situation where she's in a stable relationship and she can go through a quick IVF cycle, but unfortunately she'd need about 3 weeks minimum for that, and she could freeze some embryos, and therefore she's effectively preserved her fertility for the future. A woman, though, who's not in a current stable relationship only would have the opportunity of freezing eggs, which are unfortunately not as viable after the freezing process as embryos. So once again, she'd go through an IVF cycle. It would take about 3 weeks, and she freezes eggs. Another alternative, perhaps from a woman who hasn't got as long, is to freeze some ovarian tissue, whereby a laparoscopy, again, a bit of a slice of the ovary is removed and frozen for the future. However, the number of babies born from this treatment in the world are rather limited, so I'm not advocating that as a way of preserving fertility. There is also a treatment of using a hormonal agent which effectively puts a woman into a temporary menopause for the duration of a treatment, and there's some evidence to show that that may afford some degree of ovarian protection. But effectively, there's no way to stop the harm. There's only ways of trying to reduce it.
If you're being treated with radiotherapy and chemotherapy, when can you try and become pregnant?
Effectively, that depends on the oncologist treating the individual. Essentially, a woman wouldn't want to know that she's been given as much of an all clear as she can before she embarks on pregnancy. If the oncologist is happy, I would advocate a minimum of 6 months for both a man and a woman, because it would take about 6 months also for the chemotherapy for the man's sperm. So effectively 6 months before she would embark on pregnancy. Unfortunately, a woman who's having treatment for breast cancer may well be told that she has to go on some hormonal treatment after her breast cancer for up to a few years before she would be allowed to conceive.
Are there any treatments at all for infertility?
For infertility related to ovarian damage by cancer treatment, unfortunately there are no treatments. Effectively, the woman who now decides to try and embark on conception, she should obviously be told to try and conceive herself. IVF may be appropriate, but often, unfortunately, if there is harm caused by the cancer treatment, often, unfortunately, her ovaries will not respond. Similar analogy to a woman in her 40s. Undergoing IVF, unfortunately, the success rates are very poor. So, unfortunately, the woman would have to use somebody else's eggs, and that's called egg donation treatment. So either a friend or a sibling goes through an IVF cycle and has her eggs collected, and then mixed with her husband's sperm, and those embryos are put back inside the woman who's had the cancer treatment. So that is effectively a very well recognized and very successful treatment that is commonly used in and fertility circles, as I say, generally for the woman in her 40s who's unable to conceive. However, we frequently see some women post-cancer treatment who embark on this.